My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your Tuesday morning to tune into the show and hopefully walk away with some great information about your good health. Learning all the ins and outs today is priceless, and being able to stay ahead of the things that are coming at us that we can't control, even better. And what's even probably more credible and stronger than that is being in charge of the things that we can control. You know, the things that we do every day that probably add more negative to the situation than positive, everything from lack of sleep to inactivity to our foods and, you know, and our stress levels and even our state of mind. Those are things that we can control. You know, we can't control many things, but the things that we do every day are the things that we can be in charge of. It doesn't make them easy, and it doesn't make it a simple process to gain control of the things we've been doing a certain way for a long time. But obviously, it's going to better our life, even if we can just change one thing toward a positive, better way of looking and doing things. So, you know, baby steps, you know, try to do some things along the way that can make a difference. And the more you get done, the better you're still going to be able to do. So I hope that you'll take the time to start looking at some of the good things that are available. And I think one of the other things is, you know, make room for change. And I think one of the biggest things that we have to face is the difficulty of looking at things from a different angle. You know, somebody said something to me the other day. They said, you know, it just feels like I'm on automatic pilot. And I said, well, what do you mean? She goes, it seems like I do the same things all the time. I rarely think about them. It's just kind of like, you know, you've conditioned yourself to do things, think things, and, you know, work in a certain way. And all of a sudden, you know, here you are doing them and you're not even thinking about it. It's just kind of like on autopilot. She says, like when I first started driving, she goes, we can probably all relate to this. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, your hands were at 10 and 2 and you were so nervous and you're always looking to the left and the right in front of you and back of you. And, you know, and she goes, and now we just kind of drive, you know, half the time, not even paying attention. And I said, well, that's true. She goes, that's the way I feel that I do most of the things that I have going on in my life. And I said, well, maybe it's just time to change some things up a little bit and do some things a little different way and maybe try a different route and, you know, maybe a different focus. So those are things we have to focus on. Every day here on the show, I talk to the best guest in the industry. When I have a guest, they're usually bringing great information here to the show. They're making sure that we have the availability of great knowledge and great insight, as well as insider information that I think is very, very important. They're here to talk about the products that really do make a difference, and they really are kind of focusing on things that are looking at things from a different angle and giving us tons of information. It's kind of like when I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I send you there because they have a great selection of the highest quality products, and I send you there because everybody's knowledgeable, but I also send you there because the people there are so good at what they do. And, you know, trying to get healthy, trying to be healthy, stay healthy, do these things every single day is not an easy process. Some of us are uprooting the things that we've been doing for, you know, such a big portion of our life. And, you know, like that one friend of mine was saying, that automatic pilot just kind of kicks in. And it's difficult to start, you know, heading in a healthier direction. It doesn't mean it's easy just because you're changing. It just means that you're starting to do things a little differently. Will you eventually be better and healthier for it? Of course. But the road doesn't always have to be smooth. It could be very bumpy and full of speed bumps, guaranteed. So make sure that you're doing what you need to do and you're focusing how you need to focus, because it truly is one of the most important things you can do for your good health, is to get healthy and look at things from a completely different angle. The other thing we need to focus on is when you're going to stay healthy, bring your questions with you. You will find that they will be answered. It is a full-service environment. Did you know that they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? That really adds a lot to not only their credibility, but because they've been able to work with so many people in so many areas, you're not going to throw them a curveball. Pretty much, chances are they probably worked with somebody the same day going through some of the things that you're going through. So I hope you'll take the time to really start pursuing a healthier way of living, because they're going to do some good things for you. I guarantee it. And, you know, I think it's very important for us to start thinking about things a little bit differently. So make sure that you're focusing, make sure you're doing good things, and head over to Stay Healthy and let them help you on the process of really putting yourself into a healthier direction. The other thing is, I hope that you'll take the time to really start looking at things from an angle where you are now starting to think to yourself, okay, here we are looking at our overall health, and we're starting to do things from a different angle. How long does it take? Well, it's different for everybody. I mean, it's really, really different, and not everybody has the best success rate of being able to be patient enough to see it through. I was talking with a guy yesterday, and he's been a friend for a long time, and, you know, he's also one of the most impatient people I've ever met. And so he started on a new program about a month or so ago, and, you know, he was one of those people that'll admit that he wanted to change overnight, and obviously that's not going to happen. So he had a little reality check when it took a couple weeks for him to start kicking in and seeing changes. And now he's about a month into the program and he's totally on board. He feels good and really starting to look at things just a little bit differently because he gets it. And I think that's important. So go to Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays from 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And while you're there, enter your email address, and you will start to receive newsletters and coupons and good in-the-know information, because that's the stuff that really does make a difference, the stuff that actually allows us and affords us to stay in tune and in touch, because things are changing all the time. You know, I have friends that'll say, you know, this is one way of looking at something, but boy, didn't we used to think of it that way? And we did. We started thinking of things just a little bit differently because the world is not the same place it was before. You know, someone asked me the other day, they said, you know, if you are taking your vitamins at a certain way and you've been taking the same thing for a really long time and the same kind of multiple vitamin for a long time, how do you know when it's time to change? And it was a really good question, because I kept thinking to myself, you know, life is different than it was before. And you're not the same person you were a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, not even close. So the thing is, if you've been using the same multiple vitamin for a while, and now let's say you're in your mid 40s or pushing 50, there's a really good chance that you probably need to change your vitamin because your needs are different, because your body's absorbability is different, because your digestive system is and has changed, and you're not going to be as successful with the things that you have done in the past, because first of all, you may not digest them like you did in the past because your gut is different than it was a year or 5 years ago. So these whole food multiple vitamins that are now available can really make a dramatic difference, because number one, they're food. And number two, they're a lot easier to digest. And they are both available to the body and bioavailable and absorbable, where for the longest time, they may not have been. So when I start taking a look at some of the things that are, you know, coming to me from, you know, different angles and different places and you know, different kinds of programs that people have been on, when we start talking, you know, sometimes we're actually talking and they're not getting any benefit at all. They're not getting any absorbability. They're not feeling any differently. And their body has changed to the negative. So they'll tell me, you know, say, well, what am I doing? And I said, well, you're probably bringing nutrients into the body. But, you know, don't you want to feel better? And, you know, we'll go back to a time when they really felt different in their overall health. And I'll say, are you still getting that feeling? And, feeling the difference when you're taking your supplements like you did before? And most of the time we'll say no. And the reason we say no is a lot of these things. It's not strong enough. It's not digestible. We can't digest it. It doesn't have the nutrients in it that we really are lacking and needing at this age and this stage of the game. So we need to make sure that we are in tune and really focusing on that area. So I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because these are things that they will talk to you about. They will make sure that you have the availability of great knowledge and that you have your questions answered and that they can steer you in the right direction. Remember, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember that when you start getting healthy, changes will happen and you're going to start, you know, really looking at things a little bit differently than you have in the past. And one of the best ways to look at them is, I guess, from the angle that, you know, you deserve to be better and feeling better and digesting better and absorbing better. And we need to be able to see a difference. And I don't think we are. You know, I think when it comes down to it, when was the last time you did a checkup on your nutritional regime? I am a big advocate. If you've been taking the same program for a year or 2 years, it's probably a really good idea to go in and talk with the folks that Stay Healthy. You know, bring your vitamins in and let them know what you're using, and, you know, and just talk and say, okay, this is what I'm using right now. And this is where I was when I started using them. And this is where I am today. And some of these things that we have to really kind of keep focusing on, we have to start looking at things from a different angle and just say, okay, because I'm doing this now and because I'm experiencing these things, how do I work differently? Well, you know, a lot of these whole food multiple vitamins that come from some of the best companies now have men's and women's and also younger and older formulations. And I think we have to start realizing that we have to start using things that are kind of built for our age brackets. I remember the first time I saw the 40 and over and the 50 and over, I thought to myself, oh, I just don't want to use that. I mean, I'm admitting to being older. Well, you know, you can't deny it. And your body has different needs today than it did in the past. So these multiple vitamins that are geared toward our age are there for a reason. You know, whether it's a man and their prostate is a problem or their digestive system is different or their body's reacting differently, there's nutrients in there for men. And for women, it's the same thing. There's things in there that are going to make their body feel better and give them better tools to be able to, you know, keep doing the things that they need to do correctly. You want to be able to function and you really do want to be able to feel good. I mean, I've never met anybody along the way that has ever said to me, you know, I feel pretty good. I am just frustrated and I just don't know what to do. And I just have totally forgot about taking care of myself. You know, is it too late? No, it's not too late. And one of the best things we can do is just start putting yourself into a different way of thinking. Okay, I'm not the same as I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Okay, what do I need? I have digestive problems now. I'm on blood pressure medication. I'm taking something for my urinary tract and my bladder. You know, my circulation is not good. So, okay, fine. I can't use the same things I used in the past. So how do I do that? Well, one of the things that we really have to talk about a lot, one of the things that we really have to discuss is one of the most important parts of our body, and that's our gut. Our gut is in control of so many different things. People don't realize that our guts, our second brain is in our gut. It does everything from our immune system to our circulation to our digestion to our mood. All these different things are out there. So we have to be ready for the changes that have to be made. And we're going to be talking today about a new line of probiotics from New Chapter. And I guarantee you're going to really find these to be not only timely for many of us, but also, you know, things have changed in the probiotic community. My guest today is Karina Toledo, who earned her BS in health innovation and has studied herbalism and holistic medicine for over 20 years. With over 12 years of experience for working with New Chapter and 8 years prior in health food stores, Karina brings a wealth of knowledge of the natural products industry and supplementation, and always makes it really easy for us to understand. And I think that's pretty important. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Karina, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
My pleasure. You know, I've been talking about change, and I've been talking about how things are different today, you know, and how we have to dress up and maybe update and do a regime change along the way, because what we did 5 years ago, even a year, 10 years ago, is different than what we may need today. And I think when it comes to our guts, our gut health is not only really important, but it is something that we personally have probably caused to be not as healthy as it should, number one. And number two, it's something we don't listen to very often, even though our guts can be screaming at us and will make different changes dramatically if we would update and let them do their job and give them the tools that they need.
Absolutely. Our gut bacteria is that saying, listen to your gut, and they indeed tell us. They want to take care of us. We're their host. They want to survive. And so if we support our gut and give them tools to colonize and grow and support the 10 to 100 trillion bacterial cells in our body, then essentially our immune systems are much stronger. 70% of our immune system is in our gut. Science is now finding that 90% of serotonin is in our gut. And of course, you know, when we eat bad food, we feel bad in our minds, essentially, too. And this is a big part of this gut-brain connection. And so, you know, we used to support the bacteria in our gut just with, you know, probiotics, but now we're learning that it's multi-pronged. You know, mm-hmm. The best thing to do is to eat fermented foods as often as possible. That really lays the foundation for a healthy gut. And then probiotics, of course, add to that. But, you know, we have daily onslaught of things like caffeine and wine and air pollution, all of these killer gut bacteria. So we need to be thinking every single day about how to re-nourish these little guys as well.
You know, there was a time when I used to think, and I used to think quite a bit, I used to think that, you know, because I was conditioned way back then, 30 some odd years ago, that probiotics were only taken for like a week after you took a wide spectrum antibiotic. And that was pretty much the norm back then. And I think it's probably because that's all they knew. And it was very frustrating because, you know, that's the way it was. Oh, yeah, you might want to take one of those probiotic or acidophilus things, you know, for like a week or so after you have your antibiotics. And that was really all we ever saw about them. The rest of the time, they sat on the shelf. And unless you were on a wide spectrum antibiotic, people really did not think that they were needed for necessary, everyday health. Boy, have things changed or what?
Absolutely. Gosh, I read a study, too, saying that, you know, autoimmune diseases we used to think were passed down from DNA, and now we're learning that they're actually passed down by inheriting your family's microbiome, mm-hmm. that this is the most important thing that we can really do for our health and for the health of our children, too, is to make sure that we're supporting these gut bacteria, and that means daily probiotic use. It also means fermented foods, and it, of course, means looking at our diet and eating foods high in fruits and vegetables that are prebiotic, that feed these good guys, you know, and give them the support that they need so that they can thrive. And yeah, we also used to think with probiotics, you know, I remember back in the day, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, bacterial cell counts were much lower than they are today. You know, if you got a 2 billion cell count of a formula, that was really high, you know, 2 billion. And now they're upwards of 100 billion cells. That, you know, it's a classic example that New Chapter follows, that we don't believe that more is better. That, you know, you don't need mega doses of ingredients. You just need the exact dosage that we know works. And in the case of New Chapter formulas, you know, we focus on food. We focus on food doses in many cases, but we also want to focus on clinical results. So probiotics have changed a lot in the past 15, 20 years.
Now, your All Flora probiotic has been around for a while and done very, very well, very well received. And a lot of people, you know, I judge a probiotic by people that use it the first time and then they come back and buy it again because it did something that made them feel better or different, you know, because many of us will try one thing once. But when you want to go back and get it again because you don't want to be out of it, that says a lot. But I see that you have expanded the line. What was the mindset behind that? Pinpointing and maybe making things a little bit more designated?
Yeah, so New Chapters All Flora is really our formula for total gut health, and it's backed by clinical research. So there's actually two strains of bacteria, and there are three probiotic strains in all that are backed by human clinical research that they work. They colonize both the large and the small intestine. They're an incredible tool for everything from irritable bowel syndrome to inflammation throughout the gut to just basic, you know, indigestion. But we also recognize that the gut, the health of our gut is linked to all these other health conditions as well. For women, for example, you know, because of our physiology, we're prone to things like bladder infections, and unfortunately yeast infections are very common in women. And so we wanted to design a formula specifically based on those issues. And so New Chapter sought out patented strains of bacteria that have been found to colonize the vagina specifically, because you can take probiotics, you know, orally, but there's really no guarantee that they're actually going to get and colonize where they need to go. And so we hand-selected strains that would colonize and support and address a lot of pathogenic yeast issues and also bacteria linked to urinary tract infections. And so then we combine that with a blend of herbs as well specific to women. Chaste tree berry for hormone support, for example. Maca, which is incredible for hormone support as well. And then we know that the gut-brain connection is so important. So New Chapter designed a mood probiotic with a specific strain of bacteria, Rhamnosus HN001, which again is a patented clinical strain. All the research points to this strain of bacteria being the most important for anti-anxiety. There's a lot of different bacteria that they call psychobiotics that essentially really support the mood enhancement. They support, you know, brain health. There's glial cells that are in both the gut and the brain, this enteric nervous system that really connects that mood benefit of the probiotic, you know, bacteria you have in your gut. Essentially, Rhamnosus has the most science that this is really the one targeting anxiety and stress-related disorders. So we combine that with lemon balm, which in and of itself has science on it to boost GABA levels in the brain, which is this neurotransmitter for calm and mood balancing. And then also we make a new weight formula. And so, again, going to the source of human clinical research, turns out there's this strain, Enomalus, that is clinically researched to reduce abdominal obesity and to address excess hunger. So in human clinical trials, this strain of bacteria was able to decrease hunger, address overall body weight, and in human clinical trials, it helped people lose weight. So we combine that bacteria with green coffee bean, which has been found to access stored fat tissue, help increase metabolism. So we wanted to create these formulas in addition with herbal blends that really were more condition specific. And it's totally safe to combine them. I personally have been using the mood with our old All Flora or our new old All Flora, and it's been an amazing combination. So it is safe to take them together as well.
Are we one of the only countries out there? I mean, I'm sure there's more, you know, that don't really focus at all on fermented foods. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty that don't. I'm sure there's a lot less that do. But we don't have hardly any fermented foods in our diet unless we're bringing them from another country or something, because we traditionally don't have our own. And most of the yogurts that we eat today are more like candy than anything else because of the amount of sugar added to them. I just wonder what you think about fermented foods.
Yeah, it's such a great point because, you know, fermented foods really are the reason why cultures around the world have strong, healthy microbiomes and healthy guts. Because if you eat fermented foods, you don't have to eat a plate of kimchi, but just a teaspoon or a tablespoon of a fermented food every day really helps to create the environment where your good bacteria want to thrive and grow. And it helps your bacteria, your probiotics work better and colonize better. And you know, for the most part, most every culture around the world does have some sort of staple fermented food, but as the Western diet has kind of inched in around the globe, many people are getting away from their native cultural foods. And so, you know, every diet around the world that's native, the peasant diet is rich in fruits and vegetables and these leafy greens that are powerful prebiotics. And not to mention, you know, ancient cultures didn't have exposure to the amount of environmental toxins that we have or genetically modified foods and pesticides that also kill our gut bacteria. So, you know, certainly I personally romanticize our ancestral diet and our native diet, but even still, most cultures today, even if they are eating fermented foods, they're finding more challenges too in digestion and their gut microbiome health because of all these other factors as well. But we definitely need more fermented foods in our diet. So whether they're coming from other cultures or whether you're making your own fermented foods and creating your own new recipes, homework for everyone listening today, please go out and eat some fermented foods. If it's yogurt or if it's sauerkraut or kimchi, such an incredible way to really create a healthy microbiome and help change your taste buds and acclimate to, you know, foods that are just going to be more nourishing and balancing overall.
Do you think that we need them as much as, do children need them as much as adults? And what's the best age to start utilizing probiotic ingredients into your children? Just curious.
Yeah, I would say as soon as they start eating, if you can do it 6 months, you know, every culture, again, around the world that eats these staple fermented foods, as soon as their children are eating solids, this is part of their diet. This is what they're eating. And not to mention that this is what the mothers have eaten through pregnancy and while breastfeeding, so the children are already acclimated to those types of flavors. Oftentimes, fermented foods can be a little more sour or pungent. And so I definitely started with plain whole milk yogurt as soon as both of my children were eating solids, you know, and basically around 8-9 months with the dairy, I was using a fermented cashew before that and, you know, a little bit more plant-based yogurts. But fermented foods like sauerkraut, my daughter eats a little bit, you know, it's super sour, and I try to get the ones that aren't spicy, but fermented beets are so sugary, so they make a really yummy little side dish. Not to mention things like miso soup. Miso soup is really easy to make. It's very salty, and so kids tend to love it. But research on miso soup throughout Japan, University of Hiroshima, for example, found that a daily serving of miso soup reduced abnormal cell growth by 47%. Just one serving a day. That, you know, these fermented foods, not only are they supporting our gut health, yes, and our immune system and our brain, but fermented foods are such high antioxidant value. They deliver nutrients that are easier to digest, that are more absorbable. You know, historically we use them, for preservation of food, but now we know that they're incredibly beneficial for our immune system as well.
We're talking with Karina Toledo today. We're going to take just a quick break when we come back. I want you to know that these new probiotics are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, so you'll be able to pick them up right there. But we'll get right back into them right after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter. Because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamen. Zyflamen is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamen has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamen for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. The address, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner. Remember, visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to like them on Facebook and give them a thumbs up on their webpage and their Facebook together. Why not hit them both? Hit the Facebook page, then go to the website and make sure you leave your email address to start getting coupons and newsletters. Today we're talking with Karina Toledo, and we are talking about probiotics. They actually have some really nice new formulations, and you know, and I know the intensity of formulations and the quality and all the good stuff that goes along with it, Karina. So I'm sure that these three new products took some time. And when people look at them, they're going to think women's daily, mood support, weight management. How can you put so much dependence on these when they're just probiotics? I don't think people really know the power of probiotics.
Yeah, and you know, the science is that really if we can create a better environment in our guts, then we know that these little guys have the ability to do so much for us. And you know, our appetite, our diet, the foods that we crave, how hungry we are, you know, our feeling of being full or still hungry, it's actually all about our gut bacteria. Foods that we can digest or not digest, you know, food intolerances, food allergies really come down to the health of our gut microbiome. And when we have gut dysbiosis, you know, an imbalance in our gut, that's when all of these issues are out of whack. So, of course, a good probiotic is not a substitute for, you know, a healthy lifestyle to manage your weight. You know, overeating, even overeating good foods can have a detrimental impact on your gut bacteria because, again, you want to make sure that you're not putting so much in that your body can't digest that food. And obviously, if you can get out and walk or exercise more, you're going to boost your metabolism. But what we do know about the science is that creating a healthy bacterial variety, I should say, a variety of strains in your gut, including this important Anomalous strain, really does improve metabolism overall and improves digestion. It improves our body's ability to stop eating when it's full and also just metabolize foods more effectively. So, you know, balancing blood sugar, all of these are linked to gut bacterial health. So it definitely seems like a big job for bacteria, but we know the clinical research says that they work. And then the mood support, my goodness, I'm so excited about that formula because there's been emerging science on which bacterial strains really support anxiety and mood most adequately because this gut-brain connection is so valuable. There's a lot of science, even on fecal transplants, they're finding that using probiotics to address things like ADHD and anxiety disorders, even things like autism and schizophrenia, can actually be supported with improving the microbiome. I mean, it's fascinating how much research now is going into this gut-brain connection. And all of these different strains of bacteria many of them can have benefit for the brain, but the body of research, I think there was 32 different animal studies and 60 different human clinical studies that were evaluated, and all of them point to rhamnosus mm-hmm. being the most prominent bacterial strain that we know of as an anti-anxiety support tool. So this is the one that New Chapter chose to use, a patented form of that. And then don't underestimate the herbal support in there too, because chamomile, passion flower, lemon balm, these herbs in and of themselves support cortisol levels. They support healthy neurotransmission in the brain. So people are definitely seeing a result from these, even within a month's time. And then lastly, the women's formula is such a great daily probiotic. It definitely, you know, all women, I would say, but all people should be taking quality probiotics on a regular basis. But this would be an excellent strain for anyone who has been on a round of antibiotics, who suffered and struggled with yeast or urinary tract infections their life. This is a great daily formula. And again, it's backed by clinical research in the exact dosage that we're delivering. So it's a clinical dose per serving, and it's a patented strain that's been tested and verified in human clinical studies.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you feel that because, how do I approach this? Today, people are bigger than they were in the past. You know, most nutritional supplements are based on, you know, 110 to maybe 140 pound woman and maybe 140 to 175 pound man. And you read the dosages, and most supplements today are kind of based on those older numbers. Let's say that you're much bigger than that. Let's say if you're a man, you weigh 240, 250. And here you're looking at this probiotic and you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, it says for, you know, the dosage one or two a day, I'm 80 to 100 pounds more than that. How do you know when it's time for you to take more than the standard dosage on the label?
Well, in the case of New Chapter formulas, it's whether or not you feel a difference. Because that's one of the things I love about this company and these products is that people take them and they feel something. They feel something from their multivitamins that they never expected to feel before. They feel something from their herbal supplements and our probiotics. People that I spoke to that didn't expect to have these dramatic results or that have taken other probiotics, myself included. I love probiotics. I've taken them for years. And when I started taking All Flora, within a week, I felt my body starting to change. You know, reduction in things like abdominal bloating, feelings of complete emptying. These are the results reported in the study. This is exactly the benefits that I felt within a couple of days. So if somebody starts taking these probiotics, I always recommend to start with the suggested dose. Give it at least a couple of days. Give it a week if you can. If you haven't really felt something different in your body, then it is safe to increase the dose and really listening to your system. I never recommend just jumping in at a higher than label dose because it's not all about weight. It's also about just body chemistry. You know, certain people are more sensitive to supplements than others. Certain people have higher metabolism than others. So, you know, there are slower metabolism. Even skinny people can have really slow metabolism. And so their body might actually benefit from a lower dose or a larger dose, just depending. And so I highly encourage everyone to listen to their bodies and really try to dial in that dosage that's right for them. But again, when we're talking about combining multiple probiotics, you're already increasing the dose in that way. So you can take one of our All Flora and then maybe want to add in one of the weight management or one of the mood. So these are safe to combine, and so that might also be a way that you increase the efficacy of all of them. Again, we use a clinical dose, so just the dosage recommended on the label is studied in human clinical trials. And those people are not all the 120-pound range. There's variations. I think the average weight, though, was about in the 160-pound range. So definitely when you get into much higher weights, you want to think about, you know, potentially adjusting those doses accordingly.
Someone just chimed in and they said that they really enjoy your multiple vitamin. They've been taking it for a long time. Can you continue with all your individual supplements when you bring in your probiotic, or do you need to make adjustment?
No, for the most part, you can continue with your regular protocol. And our probiotics, our multivitamins, because all of New Chapter's multivitamins are fermented, for those of you who don't want to eat a daily serving of fermented foods, that's really what New Chapter delivers. We deliver in our multivitamins that daily serving of miso soup, that daily serving of kimchi, that daily serving of kombucha or, you know, sour plain yogurt that most people don't want because they like the sugary variety. So this is, we joke, it's kind of the Trojan horse, right? We're delivering an A to zinc multivitamin, but what we really want to get into your diet is that fermented food benefit. And so our multivitamins are excellent adjuncts. They're excellent supports for the probiotic delivery system. And then, you know, the whole thing about bacteria is that, you know, they're just kind of an additional supplement. There's not going to be any interference with other products that you are doing, but I would recommend to do them at different times of day. So the probiotics, because they work so independently, I usually use them by themselves away from everything else, either right before bed on an empty stomach or first thing in the morning, at least an hour away from your other supplements. So trying to time it according to what makes the most sense for your protocol, but personally I like to take them at night.
How do you feel about when someone is on an antibiotic? Now, this is I've had this conversation with many of our friends and our peers in the industry, and I want to get your take. When I was coming up through the ranks, and I'm talking 30, 40 years ago, we were always told that you wait until the antibiotics are over, and then you take your probiotics to reestablish your bacteria. But back then, we also had probiotics and acidophilus-based cultures that were very, very weak, and they would have gotten totally destroyed. Today, it's a different world. My personal feeling is that you should continue to take them all the way through, and you can even increase them a little bit after your wide-spectrum antibiotics are finished. What's your take?
It's such a great question, and it's so funny. Besides just our industry, I hear doctors whose recommendations are all over the place as well with this. So there's not necessarily one right answer, but I'm definitely more in the camp with you. You don't need to stop taking your probiotic while you're on your antibiotic. It can actually offer great benefit, but you do want to take them at different times of day. So if you take your probiotic at the exact same time as you take your antibiotic, then, you know, there's a very good chance that the antibiotic is just going to go in and kill everything. You're not going to give your body time for those bacteria to really get where they need to go. You don't want them both floating around in the stomach and going through the digestive system together necessarily, but even just a couple hours of separation, since bacteria really need to get into the intestines and antibiotics start breaking down pretty much instantaneously because, again, they're full spectrum. So you can benefit from taking a probiotic during your antibiotic cycle, in my opinion. I've heard doctors go both directions on it. I've even heard doctors say that they're worried that the probiotics are going to limit the efficacy of antibiotics, which I think is crazy. But again, I always recommend talk with your doctor, work with your doctor. He might know something specific about the antibiotic that you're taking that might make more sense. You know, you never want to go against what your doctor is saying, but in my personal opinion, I think that it's a good idea to take them through that antibiotic treatment, but just taking them at different times of day.
Okay. No, that makes really good sense, and I do appreciate that. The other question is, you know, I have some people that, can these capsules be opened up? Because some people that don't swallow capsules.
Yes, great question. I actually open them up for my 4-year-old and my 2-year-old, the Allflora, because, yes, pills are not very easy for little kids to digest. They're kind of like a little sour taste, but they're actually sweet, too. I mix them in with plain yogurt, and I add, for my kids, I add a little bit of, like, fresh berries, and sometimes they'll get a little splash of grade B maple syrup just to sweeten it a tad, depending on the day, how they're feeling. But it's excellent to take by itself. You can even mix it just in water. So if you don't want to swallow a pill, these are absolutely safe and effective to open up and start taking right away. You know, the truth is that we need bacteria all through our, and we have bacteria all through our mouth, all through our guts, all through our colon. And so inoculating our entire system with these bacteria is really important. I remember seeing Udo Erasmus from Speak years and years ago, and he would always recommend brushing your teeth with probiotics. That if you don't want to wake up with morning breath, try skipping these harsh, aggressive toothpaste and just brushing your teeth with a good probiotic at night, and in the morning you'll wake up with fresh breath. So I haven't tried that, but it was such a great reminder that we need these good bacteria all through our entire systems. So even though New Chapter's Allflora really is designed to colonize in the large and the small intestine, there's going to be benefits taking them, you know, in powder orally as well. And that's one of the reasons why fermented foods are so important too, because again, they're really helping just feed these beneficial bacteria all in your mouth, all through your digestive system.
You know, and that is interesting. I have heard that over the years about brushing your teeth, and I haven't done it either. You know, I just, I can't see where it would do anything but good, because, you know, our gums and our mouth and everything is so absorbing. You know, you could probably absorb things right into your system. Actually, it's probably something I'm going to try. Well, we could talk about that the next time we're together.
Yeah.
Another question. A lot of people travel. What is the stability on these? Are they refrigerated? Are they non-refrigerated?
So these are totally shelf-stable. All of our new probiotics are completely shelf-stable. The also has a really unique microencapsulation technology that helps to protect these bacteria through even high heat conditions. So the biggest detriment to these and all bacteria is moisture. So you can travel with these. You can be on the road. They don't have to be, you know, in refrigerated environments. You can even take out the capsules and, you know, stick them in your pocket for the day to remind you to take them. Just really being aware of moisture exposure, because that's when, of course, the capsule is going to protect them from moisture initially, but these are just vegetarian capsules and moisture will permeate them. So the moisture will help wake up and enliven these bacteria, and basically, you know, you'll lose some of that cell count. So other than that, there's no issues, even with heat. I mean, we've tested even in like high Las Vegas and Phoenix heat, these bacteria are totally stable within their little microencapsulation technology. So it's such a great probiotic to travel with, because we used to think that you had to keep these bacteria refrigerated in order for them to work. And most of the shelf-stable bacteria that I've seen, I haven't really seen enough science to support that they're going to survive through expiration. Whereas we made sure to take the time in advance. It took us a long time to come out with these new probiotics because we wanted to do all of our due diligence with testing. So totally shelf-stable. And the new the new packaging we have of the Mood, Weight, and Women's is also a little bit different, because it has a desiccant built right into the bottle, which is basically going to absorb the moisture. So to protect the bacteria even more, this new container is actually absorbing the moisture that is potentially going to damage those bacteria.
You know, they say the worse our diet, the more we need probiotics. But how do you feel about vegetarians and vegans and the need for probiotics?
I think we all need probiotics. You know, certainly meats can be really hard to digest for certain people. Vegetarians and vegans really need high amounts of B vitamins that they're not necessarily getting in all of their food. And our probiotics, specifically All Flora, actually, we use Saccharomyces, which is the beneficial yeast that's really high in the B vitamins, to ferment our All Flora. So you're getting some of that in there. You know, I would say that all people need probiotics. I don't think that it's specific necessarily to vegans and vegetarians more so than people that eat meat. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it has to do, again, with our historical factors, you know, our lifestyle from childhood, how much antibiotics we were on, how much wine we drink, how much coffee we drink, whether or not our tap water is heavily chlorinated and we're drinking it or we're showering in it. So I think we're all doing something to destroy our good bacteria. And I would say vegans and vegetarians, in addition to people that eat meat, definitely need a high-quality probiotic to get their bodies on the right track for preventing disease later in life.
You know, I travel, and when you're on the road a lot, you know, you want to take your probiotics. I find that when I am actually on the road, I usually double my dose, because there's a lot of things you come in contact with that you just don't get a chance to, you know, have control over. So I think in some instances, I end up having a situation where I feel more protected when I have extra probiotics in my system, an extra blanket of protection. Maybe it's in my mind, but I sure do feel better.
No, absolutely. I feel the same way. I mean, not just eating strange foods and not being in your home environment and, you know, and all your digestion can really get uprooted when you're traveling. And so probiotics benefit from that. But we also live in this planet where you're flying with people from all different cultures mm-hmm. around the world, carrying all different bacteria and viruses. I mean, we see this anytime there's an outbreak of different diseases. It only takes an hour flight, and now it's been globalized. And so there is a lot of, you know, fear around that, and not to propagate that at all. But I certainly feel it when I'm flying for work all the time, sharing airspace with people from all parts of the globe, that, you know, that I want to make sure that I'm doing my diligence to protect myself. And bacteria have the most powerful means of creating new compounds and new strains of bacteria that actually boost our immune system and help protect us from viruses, help protect us from bacterial exposure. You know, it's, and the thing is that so many bacterial strains are becoming antibiotic resistant now, right? And the most important way that we can ensure that we are able to fight these strains is just by supporting our gut bacteria. So taking extra All-Flora while traveling with the chance you're going to be exposed to something, I think is a great idea.
Well, I want to thank you so much. Thanks for talking about these new formulations. And I know they're available already at Stay Healthy. And I look forward to our next chat. It is always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day. And I will talk to you soon.
You be well, everyone. Be well, my friend. My guest today, Karina Toledo, representing New Chapter. Always great to have her here. She has just a great way of making things just so easy to understand. And let's just face it, getting healthy isn't the easiest thing. It takes some time, it takes some energy, and it takes a little studying, and as well as, you know, putting yourself out there for a healthier way of living, because there's work involved. You know, sometimes we don't realize that we have to do things that change things up a little bit, but you know, we do. And that's okay. So make sure to check out the new products from New Chapter. A lot of the big companies also offer coupons, so I'm not sure what's in stock, but you can always ask to see if there's any coupons that are available from New Chapter that you can use above and beyond on the products on the line and maybe on their new products as well. But always ask for coupons at Stay Healthy. They get a lot of them in, and they're glad to share them with you and pass on the savings, and that's a great thing. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. It's your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner where they've been for a long time. Did you know they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade? So they've been in that location a really long time. It's right on the northwest corner. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive. And remember, you can visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Become part of the Stay Healthy family. They're going to do everything they can to give you the knowledge you need, the education, the information. They're going to make sure that you have the availability of being able to make better, wiser, healthier, more decisive decisions about your health, because they're going to make sure that they answer your questions and give you great tools. You know, today we have a tendency to want to jump on bandwagons. You know, we may be at work and three or four people are trying something and they're all doing really well. Well, that's great. But don't just jump on it until you go to Stay Healthy and talk with them and find out if you're a candidate to jump on that bandwagon. You may be coming from a completely different place and your body is kind of like, no, that's not going to work for you. But, you know, there's another alternative way you can go. Let's try this instead. Chances are you'll still meet them at the finish line, but you may need to take a different route, a different road, a different way of going. And your journey may be completely different. And that is all right, because we're different. We're not all the same. And we have to start looking at things a little bit differently because of the fact that things are changing and people are different and not everybody fits in this so-called box. So at Stay Healthy, get information from them at the store. Go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address. Get even more information, because once you enter the email address, you'll start getting newsletters and coupons and information. And like them on Facebook, another whole layer of information. You'll get great posts from them every single day. It is about information and education, no matter how you look at it. And the better information you have coming at you from a better trusted source, the better you're going to be. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of my awesome producer and Lotus Broadcasting, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Just simply go there, click on the archive icon, download the shows, and you have podcast on demand. It'll keep us in touch. Remember to like me on Facebook as well and follow me. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.